Funky Berlin.
An orange crochet bucket hat bobs through the crowd. Calls of, "Hey Jimmy, follow him." He pauses to bump fists and shake hands. A drum is slung over his shoulder as he strolls across the sandy beach at the Young African Art Market. His easy smile and demeanor are as cool as the March evening air.
My name is Abu, but everybody's calling me Jimmy.
Jimmy Sano is a drum instructor at the Young African Art Market, or YAM, in Berlin. He's been giving drum lessons there since 2012, but he was surrounded by drums from a young age.
Where I come from in Gambia, because me come from Gambia, anywhere, every day you hear drum, every corner, every night and day.
Jimmy's group plays on a variety of West African drums. There's the
djembe,
the
dundung,
and the
kenkene.
The dim room goes absolutely still. Then Jimmy starts the opening beat. The rest of the drummers join in. Jimmy closes his eyes and calls out a joyful melody. A student picks up a bagpipe. He returns Jimmy's song. The drummers let out cheers when the song ends. Jimmy opens his eyes. The air in the room buzzes with excitement.
I take my energy there. I put out my bad energy, take some good energy. I go somewhere else with the drum. He lead me in so many places. You have to beat something. You say, damn, you beat on the table. Or damn, you beat your feet down. It's all about music. It's all about drum. When I feel sad, I have to beat the drum. When I feel good, I have to beat the drum.
I think that's probably one of the nicest things you can do with people, either play music with them or dance with them.
That's Richard Pohl, the bagpipe player.
They come from a lot of places, actually. We have some Caribbeans, some Africans. Last time there was a Japanese guy, Italians, some Germans. I think it's a beautiful aspect of the human condition to be able to have music to connect ourselves.
Berlin is international. This is why I'm in love with it. Drum is, you know, one for everybody, you know. In every culture is drum. Everybody is playing drum.
Jimmy is bringing West African drumming to Berlin. He's also bringing it to his 2-year-old son.
He's a star man already. I tell you, he's 2 years, but he's a star. He can beat what even 20 years people cannot beat. I tell you this.
Jimmy's son climbs on his lap as he drums, but Jimmy doesn't miss a beat. Lost in the music, Jimmy and his drummers beat on.